الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. وقال سبحانه وتعالى ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المؤمنون كرجل واحد إن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله وإن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله والإمام مسلم في صحيحيهما. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, sisters, our elders, young friends, just to continue from what we started last week, and inshallah I want to go on to another topic because of a statement that I read from someone of the Salaf. I don't know who the statement is of, but it's someone from the Salaf. But inshallah I'll mention that statement after I just continue what we were saying last week. You know, we said we have what we call post-Ramadan blues, where, yes, we will never be able to maintain the same level as the month of Ramadan. And the reason why, because the level of Iman is at a peak in the month of Ramadan. And why? Because, alhamdulillah, everything comes together. Everything comes together in terms of, you know, rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the doors of Jannah being opened, the doors of Jahannam being closed. So everything, shayateen being chained. But now, what do we need to do in order to continue the momentum after the month of Ramadan? And inshallah, I want to go into a new topic, but I'm just going to highlight some of the things we need to maintain. Number one, we must remain to a level, we must remain consistent. We must remain consistent. One of the most difficult ayat of the entire Quran upon the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was which ayat? It's an ayat from Surah Hud. It's an ayat from Surah Hud. Sayyidina Abu Bakr says to the Messenger of Allah, Messenger of Allah, signs of old age have become apparent upon you. If you look at it, Rasulullah alayhi salam had a maximum of 20 strands of white hair. By the time Rasulullah passed away, he only had in his hair and on his beard, he only had 20 strands of white hair. This is why Sayyidina Anas says, Rasulullah, there was no need for the Messenger of Allah to apply khidab on his beard. There was no need. There was no need for Rasulullah to dye his hair. Why? Because there was not enough white hair for Rasulullah to dye. According to the hadith of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, mentioned by Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah in Shama'il, the strands of the hair of the Messenger of Allah only range between 14 to 20 strands of hair. Bas. Between 14 to 20. But what made Rasulullah feel old, according to Sayyidina Abu Bakr? It was one ayat of the Quran. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Remain steadfast as Allah has ordered you to remain steadfast. And Junaid al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, used to say, الْإِسْتِقَامَةُ فَوْقَ كُلِّ كَرَامَةٍ. The greatest miracle from a non-Nabi is that you are solid and firm on the deen of Allah that you are following. So first thing, inshallah, my message is to remain consistent after the month of Ramadan. That is message number one. And this is why. What did Rasulullah say? Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah. The best reciter of the Quran is who? Who is the best reciter of the Quran? You know, Sufyan al-Thawri. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah used to say, don't become like the Jews and the Christians. Look what he says. Don't become like the Jews and the Christians. What did they do? أَدْرَجُوهُ فِي الْحَرِيرِ. What did they do? They put their religious scriptures in silk. And then you think you fulfill the right. MashaAllah, you know, you put the Quran on a shelf. You put it on a very, very high position. You put it in a place where there's no TV in the home. So example, you know, nowadays every room has got a TV. In the front room, you got a big shaitan, and then you got a small brother in the back room, and then you got maybe a smaller brother in the bedroom. But you got in every room. So you decide you want to put your almari and your bookshelf where? In a room where there is no TV. So you're doing everything. But you are not looking inside to find the gems in the Quran. So look what the Quran says. So Sufyan al-Thawri says, don't become like them. Because what do? They beautified their Qurans in silk. Meaning their books in silk. And you put it, mashallah, you make a nice juzdan for it. You make a nice covering. But then you leave it as it is. It is of no benefit. Alhamdulillah, respect to the Quran is fine. Okay, so what are we going to do? Remain consistent. What did Rasulullah say? The best reciter of the Quran is who? Al-hal al-murtahil. A individual who reaches the destination and then he continues. What does that mean? Your destination is min al-jinnati wa nas. But then you don't stop there. What do? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen alif lam mim dalika al-kitabu la rayba fi. You continue. This is why in the month of Ramadan, in the last taraweeh, what do we do? Min al-jinnati wa nas, and in the last rakat, the imam would start alif lam mim dalika al-kitabu la rayba fi. Because that is the best reciter of the Quran. So continue. This is why we have the 6 days of Shawwal, according to the hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim from Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. What did Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam do? Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal. You fast a month of Ramadan, continue it with 6 more days in the month of Shawwal. However, it can be kept separate, it can be kept together. You are absolutely within your choice to do so. Anyway, so what are we going to do after the month of Ramadan? Remain consistent with our ibadat. Number one. Number two, make sure every single day you give a spiritual dose. You take a breakfast every day. And the spiritual breakfast is the Quran. And thereafter, you know, this is also very, very important. Make sure in your lives you try and adhere to all the sunan of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. It's really sad. You know why our iman is so weak today? Why is our iman so weak today? You know why? Number one, because the sunnah is gone from our lives. Sunnahs have gone from our lives. Hence our iman is so weak. And there are many multiple other factors as well that we have forgotten the lives of our pious predecessors, i.e. the Sahaba. We forgot the sacrifices that the Sahaba gave for iman to come into our homes. We forgot. This is why our iman is so weak. And there are multiple other factors as well. But anyway, so my first message, inshallah, if we can't change our lives after the month of Ramadan, after seeing 18 months of genocide unfold before our own eyes, I do not know what it will take for me and you to change our lives. You know, ask yourselves, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you came for what? For Fajr namaz in the morning. You came for Fajr namaz in the morning, you came into the masjid. In the month of Ramadan, you came for Isha Salat, and then you stayed back for Taraweeh. And then you read 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And then Allah gave you tawfiq, mashallah, to read Tahajjud. So we've done that as well. Now, the question, why is it straight after the month of Ramadan, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days after, we have stooped so low, when we hear the azan on our phones, and the muadzin is saying, As-salat khayrun min al-nawm. You know what my response and your response is? We were sleeping on the right-hand side. Now we start sleeping on the left-hand side. That is our response. Meaning, we show our back to the adhan. And we are saying, we were Muslim for the duration of Ramadan. See, we are not part-time Muslims. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. See, what does it mean to have taqwa within our lives? We were saying the purpose of taqwa and the goal of taqwa, or the goal of Ramadan was to have taqwa by the end of the month of Ramadan. And thereafter to continue with it. So inshallah, I'm just going to highlight to you, what do you do? Number one, you remain consistent in whatever you are doing. That's number one. Number two, adhere to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Number three, if you can, keep a few days of fasting every single month. If you can. maintain it after the month of Ramadan. Have a dosage of Quran every single day. And if you can just understand one ayat of the Quran every day, it's not too much to ask. And we're only saying, just cut your time from your social media and give it to the Quran. And you will see, inshallah, how that will change our lives. The reason why 18 months of genocide has no impact on me and you, because you know why? We have never understood the Quran. We have not understood what the Quran says in regards to Islamic brotherhood. What Islam said about Islamic brotherhood. And you know, mashallah, you know what they say? Islam. Mashallah, I-S-L-I-M. After the month of Ramadan, you know what message that is? I continue with your iftar after the month of Ramadan. So I for iftar. So you are not only Muslim, and you are not only claiming that you have Islam in the month of Ramadan. You are going to continue that after the month of Ramadan. How will you do that? I for iftar. In other words, fast at least some days after the month of Ramadan. We're not saying fast every Monday and every Thursday if you can, alhamdulillah. If you can't, maybe 3 days in the entire month, what we call the white fast, you know, the Ayyam Biyad, 13, 14, 15. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he went to someone's house and there was a da'wah. There was an invitation. So the Sahabi said, are you fasting? To Sayyidina Abu Huraira. He says, I'm not fasting. So when everyone sat to eat, Sayyidina Abu Huraira started to eat as well. So the host is saying, I thought you were fasting. He says, I'm fasting, but I'm not fasting. Meaning, I fasted 3 days this month. These are not the days of my fast. In terms of reward, I am fasting. But in terms of spiritual, you know, instead of physically fasting, I'm not fasting. Why? Because it's not the fast day of my fast. But I fasted the 3 days, so I'm going to get the reward. So number one, after the month of Ramadan, what do you do? You do iftar. Meaning, suhoor and iftar. That's number one. Number two, you realized the sweetness and the beauty of Iman in the month of Ramadan. Try and maintain that sweetness. See, you've just realized how good it is. You just realized in the month of Ramadan how Sahaba felt during the course of the entire year. You know what we feel and the level we feel in the month of Ramadan, that is how the Sahaba felt for the 12 months of the year. Why? Because every single month of the year for the Sahaba was Ramadan. Obviously, Ramadan was the absolute peak. So S4, sweetness. Try and bring back the sweetness of Iman that you realize in the month of Ramadan. L, if you liked some lectures that you heard in the month of Ramadan, download them on your phone. And then try and listen to them over and over again. Those lectures that you feel gives you a booster. You know, it gives you a boost to your Iman. Try and download those lectures and try and listen to them over and over again. That's number three. Number four, A for ayat. Take some ayat of the Quran. Take some ayat of the Quran and try and ponder over the meanings of those ayat. Say, example, there's a beautiful ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O human being, what has deceived you from your most kind and generous Lord? Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. You know, there are many, many other ayats of the Quran. When you hear them, they hit you. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. You have that at the back of your mind, okay, in front of you. You just imagine how you're going to feel, okay, when that ayat is hitting you all the time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلَ. The mata' and the kachara of the world and the rubbish of the world is very minimal. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, you know what the word mata' means? Mata' Mata' kamana, you know the cloth that you have in the kitchen when something spills on the floor and the women wipe with that cloth? That cloth, according to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, is called mata'. And Rasulullah alayhi salam is saying that is the similitude of the dunya in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khair, inshallah, you take ayat of the Quran, okay, that will give you that understanding and inshallah will keep you on the straight path. And M for your Ramadan mate. I'm sure you must have had a colleague and a friend in the month of Ramadan that used to come with, because he's your neighbor, okay, mashallah, you told him we'll kashe and we'll come together. Okay, you try and reconnect with your Ramadan mate. And in that manner, inshallah, you know, they will, you see, if you become lazy, he will bring you to the masjid. If you become lazy, he will do it. If he becomes lazy, you bring him. You know, good company is very, very important. Khair, inshallah, that was not my topic, but that was just a continuation from last week. Now, there's one, someone from the Salaf mentioned such a beautiful point. Look what he says. He says, من راحة إلى بلد تراق فيها دماء الموحدين وتكلم عن الصلاة والصوم والزكاة فهو خائن لله سبحانه وتعالى. You know, it's an amazing sentence. Someone who goes to a land where you can see the blood of Muslims is being shed. You go into that locality, you have the opportunity to address the people from the pulpit, from the minbar, and then you speak about sawm, you speak about salat, and you speak about zakat. And you don't speak about the responsibility of Muslims when the blood around the world is being shed. Then that individual has betrayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a position where you can highlight the plight of Muslims. And then the only thing you are speaking about is, wallahu alam, you know, about something else, about games and about football and about something else. Then that individual has betrayed the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me and you. Man raha ila baladin turaqu fiha ya fihi dima'ul muwahidin wa takallama an as-sawm was-salat was-zakat fa huwa kha'inun lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That individual has betrayed a trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. Today, look at the plight of our Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Now, you know what is happening now? See, what my message was, if 18 months of genocide, 18 months of open brutality, seeing babies with their heads, you know, completely, you know, you have a torso, okay, you have a dead body in the hands of a father, and he is carrying that dead body out from the hospital or from the underneath the rubble, and he's going to bury it. And you know, even that does not move us, at least to try and change our lives. You know, if that does not bring me and you to Fajr Salat, then I do not know what will. Then the only thing that will bring me and you to Fajr Namaz in the morning and to Isha Namaz in the evening, you know what it is? When it comes to our doorstep. Some people are waiting for those situations to happen on our doorstep. When that happens, it is going to be too late. You know, it's a very, very unfortunate. You know what? You know, three individuals, I'm just giving an example. Three individuals meet up and they say, let's see who is the worst of the three. Let's see who is the worst of the three individuals. Now look, inshallah, if you can pay attention to what I'm saying. Three individuals gather. Chalo hum dekhte hain, hum teenon mein se zaleel tareen insaan kaun hai? Who is the most humiliated of individuals and who is the worst of them? So they say, okay, no problem. There is an elderly man walking very, very, very slowly with his stick, with his staff. So one individual comes, he kicks the staff and he allows the elderly man to fall down because he's got no support. He comes to his two colleagues and he says, you see, you can't have anyone more worse than I am. Do you see? So the other one says, okay, no, let me go and show you. So he goes to the person who is struggling on the floor and he starts kicking him and he starts beating him up. He says, now do you see? Is there anyone worse than me? The third person says, I am worse than everyone. Now, see, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. But he says, I am the worst. How is that? He says, the first one is Israel. It makes you fall. It does not allow you to walk. Okay, this is what is happening. Number two is America. The one that is fallen, okay, now you make it worse. Or gira hua hai, you make it worse. And the third one says, I am the worst. Why? Because that was my father. That was my father. That was my brother. I made him reach the maqam that he has reached there. Wo jo yahan pahuncha hai, why? Today, 2 billion Muslims, 2 billion Muslims cannot get a loaf of bread into Gaza. That is our plight. That is our situation. We can't come for Fajr namaz and then we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change our plight. And that is what we really need to ask ourselves, and that is what we need to open our eyes to. So khair, inshallah, I will say, see, a lot of people, you know what they say, what can I do? I can't do anything. Okay, I can't. What is the point of me not buying from Tesco, from McDonald's, from Morrison's? What is the point of me not having Fanta, not having Coca-Cola? You know, this is exactly what the munafiqeen said in Medina Munawwara. And I'm going to give you, and I'll leave you with this example. Inshallah, my time is almost over. I'm going to leave you with this example. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam prepared for what? The Battle of Tabuk. You know, inshallah, I'm just going to mention two things and I'll finish. I'm going to mention two things. A lot of people say, you know, me writing to the MP, what will that do? Me going into a demonstration, what will that do? Me speaking to my work colleagues, okay, you know, they say, Mary, how far is my words going to go? Okay, if I'm only going to speak to my work colleagues, how far is that going to go? But it's like, if everyone thinks in that manner, nothing will happen. See, me and you, Allah Ta'ala is going to ask me and you, what was your sacrifice for the people of Gaza? Are you going to say, oh Allah, there was no point me writing an email to the AMP? Oh Allah, there was no point me boycotting Israeli goods? Is that what you're going to say? I know a lot of people say, but you know what, you can't live in this country if you don't have Western goods, and if you don't do this, and if you don't do this. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, it's wonderful. A lot of people now have stopped drinking Coke. If you haven't, then you should be ashamed of yourself. No, really. You should be absolutely ashamed of yourself, because one of the greatest supporters of Israel, you know, it's Coca-Cola. You know, we are so scared to speak about this topic from the minbar. Who's going to speak? You know, who will speak if the imams are not going to speak from the minbar? You know, it is high time now that we have to not be scared of anyone. At least we can speak about the plight of our Muslim brothers. They are not ashamed, okay, to do what they are doing. And you know, the authorities might arrest me, okay, and this might happen. Okay, this is within our parameter, what we can say. We should say it. Do whatever is within our capacity, we must do it. You know, Rasulullah ﷺ gave an announcement in 9 AH. This was one of the most difficult battles in the entire life of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. The Battle of Tabuk, that happened in 9 AH. Around the month of Rajab, it happened around the month of Rajab, Shah Shaban. And Rasulullah ﷺ went. Rasulullah ﷺ gave an announcement in Masjid Nabawi. Whoever can bring whatever they want in order to equip the Muslim army. There were 30,000 mujahideen that were going in that battle. 30,000 mujahideen. Rasulullah ﷺ said, whoever, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, according to Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, you can have a look, inshallah, please, if you do afterwards, read the commentary of Surah At-Tawbah, ayat number 79. Ayat 79 of Surah At-Tawbah. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. You know, inshallah, if you look at that ayat, it's an amazing ayat. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf came with half of his entire wealth, 50% of his entire wealth. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab came with 50% of his entire wealth. Sayyidina Abu Bakr came with everything. Rasulullah asked him, what did you leave behind? Messenger of Allah, I left Allah and his messenger behind at home. Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain came. And he said, Messenger of Allah, I will equip 300 mujahideen, fully laden camels, 300, okay, with whatever provisions they want. And I'll give everything. Rasulullah said, after today, if Uthman does nothing, this is enough for him. Then you have one sahabi. And the name of that sahabi is Abu Aqil. Abu Aqil. His name is Habhab. Habhab, if I remember, according to what Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah says, he came with nisfu sa'in. Nisfu sa'in. He came with approximately 1.75 kilos of dates. That's all he brought. Now you tell me, what will 1.75 kilos of dates do for an army of 30,000 people? What is that going to do? Nothing. Rasulullah took it. What did the munafiqeen start saying? And that is the message. We do not want to become like the munafiqeen. What am I? If I do something small, what is that going to do? No, everything small will help. Everything small will help. You give in charity, whatever money you have, you give, alhamdulillah. And now, mashallah, we have a source to give it to. We know who to give it to. So, alhamdulillah, you know, this ayat came down. They said regards Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, the guy is showing off. They said about Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurayn, showing off. They said about Sayyidina Abu Bakr, showing off. They said about Aqil, Abu Aqil, Inna Allah la ghaniyun an sadaqati hada. Allah Ta'ala does not need the charity of this individual. What is 1.75 kilos going to do? Me and you, the message is do whatever possible. Whatever possible. You know, can every single one of us not make dua? Number one. Can every single one of us not come for Fajr namaz? I'm not saying just coming for Fajr is enough. I'm not saying that. But Alhamdulillah, it'll go to some extent. And I'll finish on this, inshallah. Just 1 minute of your time, inshallah. And I'll finish on this, and inshallah, we'll start the azan. The last point. You know, on the occasion of Banu Nadir, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam was about to expel Banu Nadir from Madinatul Munawwara. From Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah fortified the area. Rasulullah went there, they were in their forts. They would not come out. They would just not come out. You were to throw an arrow, it will not reach them. You were to shout, it's going to have no impact. You were to throw a stone, it will not reach them. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, okay, no problem. We'll do one thing. This is what you call wisdom. What did Rasulullah say? Start burning down their livelihood. Start burning down their date palms in Medina Munawwara. Start burning down their date palms in Medina Munawwara. If you and I want to become part of the army of the Messenger of Allah, what do? You will have to do that. Don't allow Israeli goods, American goods, if you can help it, to the extent that you can help it, don't allow those things to come into your home. And that is how you are attacking their Western interest. And that's what me and you have to do. Okay, and then inshallah we get a part of the army of the Messenger of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them relief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy their enemies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the comfort that they deserve. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them on behalf of the entire ummah, where they are fulfilling the responsibility of looking after Masjid Aqsa. And may Allah ta'ala grant them immense strength. Their martyrs, may Allah grant them true martyrdom and Jannatul Firdaus. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
Brothers, inshallah, if someone can move this car, inshallah, whoever it belongs to, it's a Seat YB69HWT. It's parked on the double yellow line right at the bottom. Now we have these spaces in the car park here. So, inshallah, if you can move your car, inshallah, YB69HWT. brothers, inshallah, who are those brothers who are waiting on the sides. There's a lot of space in the sufuf. We just walk in, inshallah. Like the Malaysian brothers, inshallah. Just tap someone on the back. They'll make space for you. And for everyone else, if there is space in the heart, then you'll find space externally, inshallah. You know, mashallah, they say the food for two should be enough for three. Space for two should be enough for three. Brothers, inshallah, just very quickly, just a few announcements. Brothers, inshallah, please, just come in, come in. If brothers can just point to them, inshallah, there's a lot of space here on the right-hand side. Brothers, very quickly, inshallah, just a few announcements. There is a request for dua for our brother, Muhammad Ashraf, who is in hospital. So inshallah, we make dua for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a healthy and a speedy recovery, inshallah. And we also make dua for all our brothers and sisters, especially in Gaza, in Sudan, in Yemen, in Kashmir, wherever they may be in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone ease and relief, inshallah. And the other announcement, inshallah, it's just concerning our sisters. MashaAllah, the carpet here is clean. This announcement is for our sisters only. MashaAllah, the carpet on which you are reading Salat is clean, it is pure, it is park. And inshallah, there's absolutely no need for you to take out a separate musalla and then put it onto the floor and then read namaz there. And then mashaAllah, leave the musallas for the men to tidy up after you. Unless mashaAllah, you are taking your back on your husbands. So inshallah, you know, they can come and they can take it because we do everything for them at home. But inshallah, please, here, you don't need the musalla. If you are using the musalla, then inshallah, please take it, fold it up, and leave it back where you found it, inshallah, please. The next round, there's a lot of people, inshallah, please do accommodate for everyone. And inshallah, when you leave, if you can, please leave quietly. If you have your children here, please try and keep them with you. If you have your children with you, just try and keep them with you, inshallah, so they do not make a noise, they don't run around. And inshallah, when you are leaving after salah, please leave quietly as you do not disturb anyone who is performing salah afterwards, inshallah. Brothers, if you don't mind, inshallah, if everyone could just stand up, okay, just fill in the spaces in front of you, inshallah, and then just you can sit down, inshallah, please. Jazakumullah. So everyone can be accommodated, inshallah. ایک جگہ چھوڑ دینا وہ اس ان کے لیے اپنا برادرز پلیز ان شاء اللہ جزاکم اللہ مے اللہ ریوارڈ آل آف یو ان شاء اللہ یہ ان شاء اللہ یو مے بی سیٹڈ ان شاء اللہ بسم اللہ
الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي امتن على عباده بنبيه المرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتابه المنزل حتى اتسع على أهل الأفكار طريق الاعتبار بما فيه من القصص والأخبار واتضح به سلوك المنهج القويم والصراط المستقيم بما فصل فيه من الأحكام وفرق بين الحلال والحرام ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي نزل الفرقان عليه ليكون للعالمين نذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تذكروا بالقرآن وذكروا به الناس تذكيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من كرع حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة والحسنة بأشر أمثالها وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من كرع القرآن فاستظهر فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة وشفعه في أشرة من أهل بيته كلهم قد وجبت له النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا بآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يحسهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة ولا ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم قردا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Please straighten your rows, fill all the gaps, and please make sure your mobiles are on silent.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. السلام عليكم. Amen.